The gospel today is going to disturb us. The teaching that the church wants for us to receive today is going to disturb us. We start with the Maccabees, where seven brothers were killed in order to keep their way of life in believing in the one true God. One after another, seven of them were tortured and killed. Now, I don't know about you, but if I were one of the brothers, I would want to be the first. Because if you are the second, watching the first getting tortured and killed, if you are the third, the fourth, the fifth, you know, I don't know if I can remain faithful. I don't know. This is disturbing to me. If someone is going to put a gun on us and say, "You, do you not deny Christ? I'm going to shoot you, line you up." I hope I'll be the first, because by the seventh, boy, I don't know if I can remain faithful. And then what we did not hear in the reading this morning was the mother of these seven boys were right there watching the whole thing. And by the second and by the third and by the fourth, she was still there watching and encouraging them. She was saying to them, "I give you life here on earth, but God will give you life after death. I want that for you, my sons. Go ahead. Let them torture you. Let them kill you so you can live forever." All of you here who are mothers, that's got to disturb you. Because I know naturally a mother would say, "What are we going to do? Should we bribe the officials? Should we make a run for it? Should I weep? Should I sob? Should I beg for the life of my children? Of my son? Seven of them? Okay, kill one. Let's leave me six. Okay, kill two. Leave me five." But this woman encouraged every one of them to the end. That's got to be disturbing to the mothers here. And then we go to the gospel where the Lord Jesus made a shocking, maybe, or stark revelation. And the revelation was, when we go to heaven, there's no marriage. Marriage is not forever. Marriage is only for here on earth. Now, to the young people who are looking to be married, to those who are in love right now, in a courtship, to those who are in a marriage maybe 2 or 3 years old, for those few of you who are in the bliss of marital life, this must disturb you. You're sitting there thinking, wait, in heaven, my beloved is no longer my beloved? I told you, the teaching today is going to disturb you. But what about those of you who've been married for a long time? 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years. This is going to disturb you too. Why? Because you're sitting there thinking to yourself, you mean this ends? You mean in heaven there's no marriage? How come I feel so good about that? Why do I feel good about that? I shouldn't be feeling good about that. See, that's got to be disturbing to you. Because you love your spouse, you love your wife, you love your husband. After 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, 50 years, 60 years, you love each other. There's no doubt about that. But yet, in the heart of your heart, you're thinking, no marriage in heaven? That's got to be disturbing to you. The last disturbing thing, and this is to me the most disturbing reality. In this month of November, the church wants for us to take time to reflect on death. Of course, life here on earth, death, life after death, heaven, purgatory, hell. These are the things that hard for us to take time to reflect on, and yet this month the church wants us to do this, and this is why we begin the month of November with the great solemnity of All Saints celebrating the souls in heaven. And then the second day, the third day of the month, we celebrated the souls in purgatory. And in our church, as you look up, you see the banners of the names of our brothers and sisters who have passed during this last year and were buried here with the funeral liturgy celebrated here at Holy Family. And by the way, this is very interesting. All those names added up to about 80. And we have 80 new Catholics coming in to our parish. In any case, the church wants for us this month of November to think of these things that tend to be a little bit, maybe to some of us, morbid. We don't want to think about too much. But the reality of heaven is this, is that God wants for us to be in heaven. God wants for us to be with God forever. But when we are with God, we are made perfect. We are no longer desiring anything, including marriage, marital bliss. Because in heaven, God fulfills all of our desires. All perfectly. While we are here on earth, nothing can fulfill us perfectly, including marital bliss. Those of you who are in it, the few of you who are in it, you are still dissatisfied. As long as we live here on earth, we will be dissatisfied because nothing on earth can fill us perfectly. So, this is heaven. Heaven is when we are with God, who is perfect and fills us up perfectly. That's why in heaven there's no sadness, there's no suffering, there's no death, there is nothing to complain about. There's no longer anything that we desire because God fills us up to the rim. Now, there are differences between us. For example, Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa in heaven compared to, for example, me in heaven. I would say Mother Teresa would be like a barrel, right? And I would be like a shot glass. You know what I mean? But I'm not going to be unhappy. I'm not going to be jealous of Mother Teresa. Why? Because although I'm a little short glass, I am full to the brim. Because God fills us all to the brim. But this is the disturbing thing, my brothers and sisters. This is the disturbing thing, the most disturbing thing. In the old days, everybody wants to go to heaven. Every single human person born here on earth naturally would want to go to heaven. Not anymore. Now we have people who insist on having heaven here. Here. And among us, this is where it's disturbing. Among us. I mean, if I'm going to ask you, how many of you want to go to heaven? Well, we're Christians, right? I mean, when I say there are people who don't want to go to heaven, they're non-Christian. But for us Christians here at Holy Family, Catholic Christians, when I ask you, how many of you want to go to, I'm certain that 100% of you are going to raise your hands and say, I want to go to heaven. But if I ask you, how many of you want to go to heaven today? Ah, see? If I ask you, how many of you want to go to heaven today? Oh, boy. This is a little bit disturbing now. A little bit disturbing. Because now, even for us as Christians who believe in the afterlife, who believe that if we believe in Christ, we will be rewarded with eternal life after we die, that we will, after the fire of purification, we will be in heaven. That's our destiny as believers who remain faithful to Christ. For us, where all the desires are fulfilled, and yet, if we are pinned down and say, what do you really, really, really want? We will say, I prefer to have heaven here. God, why don't you make heaven here? Take away cancer, take away diseases, take away all of the sufferings, and make heaven here. I prefer it here. Don't raise your hand. How many of us would want that? God, you are in heaven? Great. Be in heaven. Make it good here for us. You want us to go to heaven to be with you for eternity? Oh, what a beautiful gift, God. But we prefer you make it better here. And so the situation, the disturbing reality now for you, for me, for all of us, as the church insists for us to think about death, life, purgatory, heaven, hell. I mean, it's very disturbing. That now, in the modern time, Christians like ourselves are saying to God, God, make heaven here, but if you don't, okay, take me to heaven. And meanwhile, we're holding on tightly to whatever it is here on earth. It's disturbing that we now would say to God, okay, if you insist, but we are kicking and screaming and throwing tantrum as God drags us to heaven. I mean, this is the image I have as I reflect on this. And I know this is true for all of us, except for the one or two that are already saints, but all of us. God is going to have to drag us to heaven, kicking, screaming all the way, because we love this world too much. That disturbs me. I hope it disturbs you. And so, my brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the Eucharist today together with the whole church throughout the world during this month of November, let us start thinking, start reflecting, start praying about these realities, right? Realities of the shortness of this life, of death, of heaven. And maybe what we want to pray for together is this increase of a longing for heaven. God is sitting up in the heaven waiting for us, and we're not longing for it. Like I said, we want to be dragged there, fighting all the way. It's very sad for God, I say, and should be disturbing for us. Let us give thanks and praise to God for the promise of eternal life through Jesus Christ. Let us ask for the grace so that we can be faithful to Christ to the end. And let us ask for that sense of longing for heaven, for the grace of letting go of a little more of this life.